Jesus is the king who went into the cities and had compassion on the people he saw when he saw that they were harassed and helpless with burdensome legalistic commands. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And he tells his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Doesn't this sound a bit like our world right now? Maybe your own family, maybe your own friends, that they are seeking a king, a leader, to calm the panic within their life, to alleviate the fear and give them courage and conviction and rest and peace and purpose. This describes many Christians. And Jesus is the king who says to us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If Jesus is a king who takes from us the weariness and burdens of the oppressive yokes of legalism, then shouldn't we, Christians, be the rested warrior ready to go out in the fields for battle? If the yoke is easy and the burden is light, then what's hindering us from the fight that lies before us? Why are we slow and sluggish and faint? Shouldn't we be the Jonathans who have been refreshed by the honey of God and have bright eyes ready to go to battle? If our leader, if our king has told us as parents to raise our children in such a way that they are to be sharp arrows that will strike a mighty blow against the enemy, then don't be surprised nor afraid when mighty enemies rise up in the world. We have the right kind of weapons in our hands for the fight. And if we are slow and sluggish and faint, then perhaps we've been following the wrong king, seeking the wrong king, and it's time to recalibrate our lives. Do what Saul refused to do, and that is repent. Recognize your hard-heartedness, confess, and turn in humility and repentance to the Almighty King. You know, there's also a word to those who serve in leadership, kingly roles like fathers. How do you lead? Do you lead with godless demands and rules and rash vows? Do you lead in order to protect your own reputation, to gain your own glory? Does your leadership cause so much desperation that it brings others to sin? Then we know you are not following Jesus, but living in your own kingdom of self-exaltation and self-righteousness. So you too, turn, repent, and run to Christ in faith and walk with Him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Chaga Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.